So I'm J.P. Salmon. I'm Director of Internal Communications at Southern Company Gas, and I am going to talk to you a little bit today about our platform, Fuel, and kind of take you on our journey a little bit. And I hope you'll notice I'm going to kind of hone in on two different things, right? And one is going to be leadership engagement and what we've been able to do with leaders in our platform, because it's been big. And then I am going to talk a little bit about how we use the platform to navigate through the COVID-19 pandemic. So before I do that, though, Southern Company Gas, real quick, we are a holding company of natural gas utilities, right? So Spire was on just before me, and they kind of gave a little bit of information about their company. We're much the same, right? We're made up of utility companies, including one right here in the great state of Chicago, just down the street, Nicor Gas over in Naperville. And then we've got Atlanta Gas Light down in Georgia. We've got Chattanooga Gas in Tennessee, Virginia Natural Gas up in Virginia Beach. About 5,000 employees spread out across those states. A little more than half of those, about 60% or so, are deskless employees. So reaching them is always kind of been a challenge. But we're 5,000 strong, right? Just dedicated to delivering clean, safe, reliable, and affordable natural gas to our customers. So awesome. So I'm ready to kind of get started. So at Southern Company, you know, we don't view this First Up platform or Fuel as just another tool in our arsenal, right? We viewed this as really changing the paradigm, right? This was a fundamental shift in how we communicate and engage with employees. For us, this was a digital transformation, sort of away from some of the older, more antiquated ways of communicating, or relying too heavily on the antiquated ways, and sort of ushering in a whole new way of communicating, engaging with our employees. So when we launched this thing, we wanted to launch it with a video that we hoped would kind of illustrate that and capture that. So y'all take a look at this.
At Southern Company Gas, the future has arrived. An employee engagement revolution born. Introducing Fuel, a more connected and more effective mobile communications platform. A new digital application that allows us to change the paradigm with purpose. To communicate, engage, work, and deliver in a smarter, faster way. Now, we can and we will meet you where you are. Equip you with the content, tools, news, and information you really need. Now, we take action in real time. Now, our steadfast commitment to you and to be the best continues. Fuel. This is Fuel for Life.
Thank you. So Fuel for Life is sort of the vision that our CEO, Kim Green, has laid out for us. So we provide fuel for life. We deliver, we enrich, we invest. You know, we deliver an awesome product. We enrich the lives of the people in the communities where we serve and all that. So Fuel aligns, you know, beautifully with our leadership's vision for the company. Speaking of leadership, you know, we've had some really good results with our platform, but as much as I would like to take credit for it, and my esteemed colleague Kate Goodhart's over here too, as much as I'd like to just say, you know what, Kate and JP are so brilliant, you know, we've done such a great job with this all on our own, the truth is that it would not be possible without really having great engagement from our leadership, and that starts with our CEO, Kim Green. So one of the things that we did on launch day, we did a couple of things. One was really engage Kim and use her voice to help us launch the platform. So she did a video for us that was the first thing employees saw when they downloaded the app on launch day. The second thing we did was we planned launch events around our footprint, right? So the big offices we have in Illinois and Georgia, Virginia and Texas, you know, we had launch event where we had digital cafes where we brought in coffee and donuts and everything, and we encouraged everybody in the building, say, come down and get fueled up with Fuel, right? And while they were down there, we were showing them how to download the app. We were showing them how it worked. We had senior leaders right there on the screen. You see our VP of Communications and our VP of HR. You know, we had senior executives at each of the locations taking pictures with employees, you know, encouraging them to use it. And then we had them upload those pictures directly to the platform. So it instantly made it understandable for employees to know how to use the app. So they understood how it worked, and then they got to see, you know, sort of pictures from their colleagues from all over our footprint, right there, and they can click, you know, they like it and comment on it. So getting leadership involvement and having a great launch event was really critical to the success right there on the front end. And it really all started with a very basic just video message from our CEO, Kim Green, right when you got into the app the first time.
I'm excited to welcome everybody to Fuel. That is Southern Company Gas's new communications application that is available on your phone. And it is a state-of-the-art technology. We're all accustomed to using our phones to communicate with our friends and our family in real time. And this app is going to allow us to do that internally at Southern Company Gas. And of course, here at Gas, our vision is Fuel for Life, deliver, enrich, and invest. And this Fuel app is a great example of how we're investing in technology, we're investing in our people by providing more communication, and that is going to help us deliver better results. And we're the first company within Southern to use it. So I'm really proud of the technology innovation that we are implementing. Again, a state-of-the-art application that, as far as I know, is not available at any other gas company, and we're investing in this means of communication because we believe it is so important. I am looking forward to communicating with you more about what I'm doing, and many of our business units are going to be able to do the same thing. Plus, you all are going to be able to communicate with each other. So again, I encourage you to get on your app catalog and download this today. Start using it. Let us know how you like it, how we can get better, and we're going to continue to make communications within Southern Company Gas easier, more up-to-date, and more fun. So again, thanks for all you do every day.
Simple message. Pretty simple, but so impactful. And what is even better is that she actually talks the talk and walks the walk too, right? So she's in the app. She publishes content on her own. We do a lot of work with her. But not only that, she's in there liking and commenting on content that we in CorpComm generate, but also user-generated content. So if you're out in the field somewhere and you post a photo of a job site and have something to say about something, like, and she's in there, like, that's just so encouraging, and I think it just really, you know, empowers other people to feel or to see the value in the mobile app. So yeah, she's been such a champion for us, and I'm gonna talk a little bit more about it in a second. But I wanna pivot just a little bit and talk about, COVID-19. So we launched our app in October of 2019. It was just a few months later that we were all kind of sent home and, you know, physically separated. We had two overarching goals in mind when employees were sort of sent home, our office workers were sent home. You know, we wanted to keep our frontline employees safe, right? So we have 60% of our workforce that still had to get up and go to work every day and show up at customer premises and deliver our product to them, including, you know, what we call tier three orders, which were when they would go into a home where they knew there was a confirmed case of COVID-19 in the home, right? And then the other thing was to continue to find new ways to connect employees to the company and to leadership and leadership back to employees. So I'll talk a little bit about that. You know, keeping our frontline employees safe, right? That was our number one priority. And in the early days of COVID-19, man, the information was coming in fast and furious. Things were changing constantly. So we were able to use this platform to deliver, updated job aids to employees, right? So like those people that are going into customer homes, you know, everything, it was constantly changing. The PPE that was required was changing every day. What we were learning about how the virus was spread was changing every day. So it was fast and furious. This allowed us to communicate that information to our employees in real time as it was happening. So that was great. We partnered with an infectious disease specialist out of the University of Alabama, Birmingham, Dr. Ned Hook there, and we were able to push out videos to our employees that were giving them updates on the virus and really use his voice as an assurance to our employees that, hey, the precautions and the procedures that the company's taking are more than sufficient to keep you safe, right? We are investing in any and everything we need to keep you safe. So that was really critical to be able to keep our employees safe during that time. The other thing I like to point out is the making the connections, right? So I mentioned, you know, keeping employees connected to leadership and to the business, and then leadership back to employees. And really, we started with Kim. So Kim was a champion for us here again, right? So we started pushing out some messaging from Kim in the early days of the pandemic just to stay connected. And I'm about to show you something that is, man, this is what I love about the platform, right? It pulls back the curtain, and it provides access to just content that was previously unable to deliver on any other platform. And so I'm going to show you this video of my CEO at her home, and this is sort of real, like, just kind of raw, genuine video that she agreed to do with employees, and she was happy to do it. So take a look at this.
Hi, everybody. This is Kim Green. I'm coming to you from my house on Wednesday afternoon. We're officially into the second half of our first week of telecommuting. It's been a very different experience for everyone I know, but I want to start by thanking all of you for moving into this new work practice in a very effective and seamless way. The reason that we're doing this is because of you. We care about your health and safety and the health and safety of our customers. So we're going to be doing this for a while, and we're going to make the best of it while we are doing it. That means we need to be constantly communicating with our colleagues and ensuring that when we have issues that need to be addressed, that we are getting those addressed as quickly as possible. Now, I've been spending the last several days in my home office, so let's go inside and take a look. And as we come inside, one thing that you'll see is our dining room. Oh, that's our dog Hoover. He is a black lab. He's very old, but he's hanging in there, so it's nice to spend time with him. Also, both of my daughters are home, and so we've had fun in the evenings working on puzzles and playing games. Right now, we've got a 1,000-piece puzzle that we are almost finished with, and we've been playing Battleship, which I haven't played in years, and it's been a lot of fun. So let's go upstairs to my office. And I'm actually thankful that I have a small home office. I know many of you may not, and you're working at a kitchen table or a dining room table or maybe even a card table. I appreciate everything you're doing to make your home environment as productive as possible. So come on in to my home office. This is where I've been spending a lot of time over the last 5 days. I'm on my phone a lot, using EarPods. We have a lot of calls regularly. The Southern Company Gas Management Council has been meeting daily since last week. The Southern Company Management Council has a call daily. We have a lot of calls with national organizations such as AGA as well. We're all trying to learn and be as effective as we can in moving forward here. So it's important to make your home office as comfortable as possible. Have some things in there that make you feel like you're in your own office, like our Fuel for Life mug. And again, we're going to be doing this for a little while, so let's make the best of it. Let's stay connected. Make sure that you're reaching out to your colleagues, letting them know you're thinking of them, see if there's anything they need, and let's do our best to stay connected even though we're distanced. We certainly enjoy being around each other and working with one another. That's part of the terrific thing about being part of Southern Company Gas is our employees. And today is National Gas Utility Workers Day. And so it's a perfect day to give a huge shout out and thank you to all of our employees for enabling the ability to continue to provide fuel for life for our 4.2 million customers. Thank you very much for what you do every day. I'll be in touch and look forward to catching up with you all very soon. Thank you.
I mean, how badass is that, right? Like that is connecting employees to your leadership and vice versa, right? Now, that's awesome. So again, I'd love to take credit for the success that we've had and you know, just say, oh, JP's brilliant and Kate's brilliant. But, like, that's the kind of stuff that really, really is impactful and drives employee engagement. But we didn't stop with Kim, right? So we had other senior leaders that, you know, we wanted to make sure they were connecting with employees and vice versa. So we launched a series called Voice of Leadership during the pandemic, right? And this was literally, like, I worked with some of our senior executives, and I set up Zoom interviews. And I literally would ask them 2 to 3 questions about what was going on. What's the priority? What's the status of this, that, the other? I mean, on screen here, you know, Mr. Duvall is our head of safety at the time. Jay Sutton's our COO. We're like getting their voice out to the employees and then having employees be able to comment back and like just that, making that connection during a time of physical separation was really a cool thing. And again, really, really hard to deliver this on any other platform. So after a year, we had some pretty good success, we thought, and we kind of wanted to celebrate that with employees. So we put together a sort of a hype video that kind of highlighted some of the successes that we've had. Stuff. So that's kind of where that's been a little bit of our journey to where we are now. Future state, you know, we're focused on a few different things, but really we're focused on the advocacy piece, right? So, you know, we're looking to build out our employee advocacy and making sure that we're being really intentional about engaging our employees into shareable content. But the other thing that we're doing is we're working with First Up to really get a lot of our retirees into the platform. So we're a company of about 5,000 employees, so that's great. When we think about, you know, controlling our narrative externally and what that looks like, you know, hey, we want to turn every one of those 5,000 employees into vocal advocates on behalf of our company, our brand, and even our industry. But I'm told by HR that we've got somewhere on the order of about 20,000 retirees out there. So if I think about 5,000, activating 5,000 employees, hey, that's awesome, right? But now if I add 20,000 retirees on top of that, that's incredible, right? So like really being able to shape the narrative and when I think about, you know, what that can do for our, managing our reputation and you know, all those things, like that's huge to me. So anyways, that's it. That's what I've got. I'm happy to answer any questions or y'all can boo me off the stage, whatever works best. I mean,
excellent. Thank you so much. And those videos are fantastic. Huge fan of those. All right, we've got questions.
My name is Rachel Williams, and I'm the Vice President of Client Services at Emergicon. And JP, I know you joke that you and Kate, you could say that you were brilliant, but it was all these other people. But I don't believe that this is what it is without your vision for it. Can you talk about how you looked at taking this project on and championing it at Southern Company Gas?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, this was really our way to demonstrate our value to employees, right? So by keeping them informed, by keeping them in the loop and in the know on things, right? So when I think about the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, making sure that we're able to deliver that safety information to them, right? That's acting out our value and our commitment to our employees. So yeah, I mean, I think for me, I want to have 100% of our employees, you know, using the app, and I want to have 100% retention rate. I'm told over and over again that that's probably not completely realistic, but hey, I think we can get there because I think it's a game changer. Y'all can just shout at me. It's cool.
I'm Jennifer Taylor. I'm communications manager for Amcor, a manufacturing company. How did you overcome the... or maybe you didn't have to. I'm assuming a lot of your employees are out in the field, they're workers. One of the challenges that we're having is that a lot of the employees on our manufacturing floors don't want to download the app. They think we're tracking them. They think it's just another gimmick. That is our biggest challenge right now. So how did you get your folks out in the field to download the app?
We cheated a little bit, so we pushed it to their company-issued smartphones, and then we marketed the hell out of it, right? And we used our CEO. So, again, it wasn't just the video at the outset, right? When we have our quarterly town halls with her, she was talking about it, and the fact that she's in there and she's using it and she's doing those things, that's had more of an impact than any other thing that we could do, really. So, yeah, I mean, that's been tremendously helpful. My personal philosophy, I think, on that is, because I was nervous too when we were launching this thing, so I was kind of hedging expectations with my bosses, like, I don't think employees are going to really want to see this. And he told me, he said, give them a reason to come, right? And so I feel like if we're giving them a reason to come, and that's mainly through content, right? If we're putting good, relevant, timely content out there that they want to engage with, they'll come. They'll come. They may not all come day one, right? But eventually they're going to get there. Jill made the point in the last session that, you know, every day somebody else does it, and then when somebody else downloads it and uses it, then they talk, you know, they talk more about it, right? So, like, it'll happen. You got to give them a reason to come.
Hi, I'm Barb Barkley with Goodyear. I just had a question about other topics you might have outside of the corporate topic. Sorry if I missed it, but you have other topics from other business units, or is there just a single topic? And did you, in terms of a content plan, did you launch those all at once, or did you phase in more topics later?
We have a lot of topics. I think we've got probably more than just about anybody. That may or may not be a good thing, but I'll tell you that when we were getting ready to launch, we were working two tracks at the same time. The one was sort of the technology track and getting single sign-on enabled and all that. And then the second one, Kate and myself and the team, we were meeting three times a week getting our content strategy right and figuring out what that looked like and making sure that we had actually content already populated in the app when they got there day one so that they didn't come to an empty app, which is also part of the launch strategy, which having a lot of photos and things like that in there was important to us. But we kind of worked both tracks at the same time. We have a lot of channels or topics, and you know, some are opt-in, some are mandatory. We have an employee channel that's open for anybody to post in, and that's where most of the content gets posted. I think we're probably, Kate, around 55% of our content is user-generated. I tell you this, after the first year, too, 2020 was our first full year of having the platform, and it was, I think, about 420 different posters into the, or people generating content in there. So, yeah, I don't know if that answered your question fully, but.
Hi, I'm Erin Bontrager from Ohio State. I had a question regarding your videos, leadership videos. I love the authenticity of those. How did you get your CEO to embrace that and to do that kind of video with staff?
You know, the easy answer is that it really wasn't that difficult. She's a very empathetic person to begin with, and I don't know how I got so lucky to have a CEO who is an engineer by trade, right? She's got all these degrees in engineering, and then she was an engineer forever, but she still values communication so much, and she understands how impactful it is, and she's very naturally empathetic that, like, that video with her, you know, at her home, like, that wasn't scripted, that wasn't, you know, even prompted, really, like, that just flows out of her. So I'm very fortunate in that I've got somebody who sees innately the value of communication, especially internally, and is willing to work with us, you know, any and every time we ask, almost.
I'm Stephanie Ramos from Mount Sinai Health System. I'm curious, going back to the user-generated content, were you giving specific prompts for that? You know, how did you encourage people to actually submit stuff?
That's a good question. So I'll tell you too, very, very frankly, when we launched this thing, I had plans for how we're going to get engagement on this thing, how we're going to drag people into this app, you know? And what I found out is that I had quite the opposite problem. So with our launch day, and we had everybody kind of posting photos in there from day one, people just naturally went back in there day two and were posting stuff. And then they were doing it day three and day four, and I was like, whoa, like I don't need a picture of your breakfast or anything. Like, you know, like, we gotta straighten this. So we did a couple things, right? We identified some of those super users, and then we also identified some other people that are of strategic importance to the business, like department leads and DE&I and safety and some of these other departments. And we pulled them all together, and we created this team that we call Fuel Squad. And particularly in the early days of launching this, you know, we kind of tried to steer them into more of the types of content we would love for them to be posting. And we kind of gave them some training on how to write a good headline, how to write a good teaser, how to take a good photo, and then just let them have it. I mean, we still engage with that group every few months. We'll call a meeting and we'll talk about, you know, if we've got a campaign that we want them to share externally or something, we'll give them a preview of it and say, hey, this is coming in a couple days. Make sure you're sharing it. Get your fellow employees to share it, that kind of thing. But really, I mean, I think part of it is just having that rollout strategy that had them actively doing something from the outset. I had to rethink my engagement plans. It was not to, like, how do I drag people in here to do stuff? It was like, oh my goodness, how do I shape this so that, you know, it's something that everybody wants to see.
Any other questions for JP today?
Hi, I'm Rachel Genie from AGCO, so also Atlanta area. I really liked the CEO video from her home, and I think everybody really went, you know, oh, well, there's like the dog and her home office and all that. Has she gone back to more of the formal corporate communication video, or is she still bringing in sort of that really personal touch since that resonated so well?
I don't think we've done anything quite like that. She's still very personable. In fact, a year or two later, her dog unfortunately passed away, and she posted a picture in the app and let everybody know about that and, like, got crazy amounts of engagement, right? Like, everybody remembered the dog from the video, right? So she still does things like that, but that one was particularly sort of like just real raw kind of, you know, emotions out there. The team in corporate communications, I guess we've got about 6 or 8 folks. What I love about the platform is that this has enabled us to exponentially grow the size of our team without investing in a single extra headcount. So we've got those people in sort of the other parts of the business that are actually developing or posting content on their own, right, in those other spaces. But our CorpCom team that does internal is probably about 8 folks. And what was the second part of the question? I forgot. Metrics? On a regular basis, we were showing user adoption and retention rates. Not a whole lot. Beyond that, it's really just for our team to understand, you know, how we should be shaping our communication strategies, helping us understand what's working, what's not working, so that we can pivot and adjust as needed. No, but I really want to, and I really, honestly, I've tried to actually partner with First Up to do some of that AI stuff, so we can do some predictive modeling. But I'm still fighting battles internally to get them to turn over a little bit more data, so that we can figure some of those things out. Because I'd love to be able to tie those things together. Our adoption rate has stayed that high. Engagement, when we did this video, that first year, which was full on COVID, right, we were at 90% engagement, and that slipped to around 80%, right, which doesn't make me like super thrilled, but nonetheless, I mean, we're at or above benchmark for a lot of things, but Yeah, I mean, I think working with having it as part of your onboarding, so when new employees come in the door, that they're getting the information they need to download the app. That's kind of kept our user adoption rate pretty high. Is there another question over here? Nope, we had it open, so we had, at the time, they were called channels, right? We had one channel that was called, like, launch day or something, right? Something like that. And that was open for everybody to post in, and we wanted them to post in it, right? We wanted everybody to post their pictures with that frame around it that says, I downloaded Fuel of You. We just changed the name of it after that and left it open for everybody, and that's what everybody posts in. So we just call, it's not clever. We just call it the employee channel, right? And, like, people just, they post in it.
Excellent. All right. Thank you so much, JP. This was awesome. Fantastic.